It is 11:39 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. My name is Perry Small, and this is Midday Madness. And this is a great way to end our day today, talking about this tax season. Balance out pandemic financial ups and downs and set up your future savings. Why this tax season could be the right time to fix your finances and invest for the long term. We have an expert from the Investment Company Institute, and I am very pleased to welcome Sarah Holden. Sarah is the Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Perry. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me more about the Investment Company Institute.
ICI is the leading trade association globally for the regulated fund industry. So that includes mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals, like saving for a home or for education or retirement.
Well, I'm talking to the big kahuna here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm impressed. All right, then. So what is the best way to save on taxes after all we've been through this year? I think that is such a great question, because some people are like, you know, I didn't make any money. I had to work from home. And the tax code is almost impossible to decipher. That's why we need these experts out here. So tell us, why is this a different time, and how can we use this to our benefit, seeing that we're in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, so when COVID hit last year, the stock market went down, but then it went up again over the remainder of the year. But many people found themselves in changing employment situations. So you may have gone to a new job or gone to part-time or had to strike out on your own. And we've got good news from the IRS. They've given us an extra month to get our taxes together. So tax day this year is May 17th, so we have more time to sort everything out. And really, the thing to consider in this time is contributing to or opening an individual retirement account. And if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA up until tax day, you can still count it as if it happened last year. So you could actually reduce your taxes. So this is a great extension they've given us and an opportunity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And you know what? I think of you as a person that, and what you guys do, is always looking for opportunities. And that's why I think this is such an important conversation. For anyone who doesn't know what an IRA, an individual retirement account, tell our listeners what it is and how does it work. A lot of people have IRAs and they don't even know what that IRA is doing.
Yeah, so 48 million households already have an IRA, and there's more than $12 trillion saved in them. And they're an individual retirement account that offer great tax advantages. So whether you can open up a traditional IRA and do a deductible contribution, if you can do that, you save immediately on the taxes on that contribution. While the money is in the account, you can invest it in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or individual securities. So really, a world of investments are open to you in the IRA. And while the money stays in the account, those investments grow and compound without any taxes. So they're tax-free while they're in the account. And when you get to retirement and start taking the money out, that's when you pay taxes, but you've had all this great growth over the years that you were in the IRA.
All right, you have a $5,000 IRA. What should it look like? What would be a good amount of money, how $5,000 has grown in, say, maybe 10 years?
Yeah, so the contribution limits right now are actually $6,000 if you're younger than 50. And if you're 50 or older, you can actually put in an extra $1,000. And how that grows will depend on how you invest it. But really, the thing to think about is looking for a diversified portfolio. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So it's difficult to choose one company to invest in. So much better to go into a fund where there'll be a professional manager who will select which stocks to buy and which stocks to sell. You'll want to think about whether you maybe want some bond investing, sort of more fixed income investing. And basically going into a fund, you get that professional manager, you get the diversification. It's cost effective because you've pulled your money with all these other folks in the fund. And over the long term, this will compound to really a great nest egg for you.
All right. So you're saying that that IRAs are really a good investment.
Yeah, IRAs are a great opportunity to save for retirement because they offer you this great tax advantage. There's actually another kind of IRA we haven't mentioned yet, which many young people like. Yes, exactly. So with the Roth IRA, you make an after-tax contribution, so you don't get any tax break today, but the money grows and compounds just like it would in the traditional, so tax-free. But with the Roth, when you get to retirement and you take the money out, it's tax-free because you've already paid the taxes up front. So many young investors like the Roth IRA because if you think about it, when you're young, you're early in your career, so your earnings aren't that high yet, so you're in a low tax bracket. So it's a great time to do that Roth, pay taxes on the contributions now that you're early in your career, and then get that tax-free growth and withdrawals in retirement.
All right, so what should people consider if they are, you don't want to invest for the long term? I'm kind of in that situation now. Like my investment, I act like I've never seen it, don't miss the money or anything else, but it's there doing its thing. So what do you do for people that want to be in the long haul, are looking more towards retirement and getting into the stock market?
Yeah, so Perry, you've hit the nail on the head in terms of it's best to have that money get put aside little by little, paycheck by paycheck, because then you don't really miss it. It just goes straight into, if you have a plan at work, it could be a 401k, or you could set up contributions to go to an IRA. So that gets the money put aside a little by little, and then it grows and compounds. And it's really best to, again, look for that long-term diversified, so across the whole market investing. And that's really a better approach than trying to do gamified day trading. And again, mutual funds or ETFs have a proven track record, and more than 100 million investors are using those funds to meet these important goals of, you know, retirement or saving for a home or education.
All right, then. Let's move on. But we'll do that when we come back from the break. We are talking to Sarah Holden. She is the Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute.